first off, like, what are the emotions of climbing to your goal and then it comes to an abrupt end?
Numb. Like, I don't really know. I don't think it's really hit me yet. I mean, you play 20 plus weeks in a season and get into your routine, and it's over just like that, you know. So, yeah, I say I'm just kind of numb right now.
Does it hit any different? Does it make it any more frustrating that it's once again to the Chiefs?
Regardless, I mean, I know the Chiefs have, you know, past couple of years, you know, always beat us out by a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think a loss regardless, you know, whoever it is, it stings, especially when you're one away. So it is what it is.
What did you see from the vantage point on the final offensive play? You go in orbit motion. Josh gets some pressure. What did you see from your vantage point?
I mean, I had my back turned for a little bit in the motion and turned around and seen him throw the ball. I mean, not much to say about it, really.
I know we're just hours after this loss. Do you have time as an offense, as a player, to process, you know, where you guys came up short?
No. I mean, today is just, I mean, everybody, you know, is feeling a certain way about it. Obviously, it sucks. It's not the best feeling in the world, like I said, especially when you're one game away. I love this team. You know, there's no pointing the finger. It didn't come down to one specific play at all. You know, there's a lot of things that every individual wish they could have done better, you know. So, like I said, it is what it is, but we'll be all right.
I know you said it hasn't hit you yet, but even in that kind of numb place, are there things, thoughts that are starting to pump up that, you know, at least get you excited for next year's run or just trying to calm down off of this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the day after, it's hard to not think about, you know, obviously points from the game, but also the future as well, and, you know, how we gel together as a team, and, you know, our team chemistry, how we bonded, and how every single person really appreciated deep down the person to the right and to the left, you know, special. You know, the thing we can do now is move forward and keep our heads up and, you know, lean on one another, and, you know, we'll see what the future holds.
Talk about how much, you know, this team loves each other and plays for one another, the chemistry and everything. What are you most proud of when it comes to just what this team was able to accomplish this season?
I would say just our togetherness. You know, you start the off season, you know, OTAs with a whole bunch of new faces, and you never really know how that's going to be, you know. But from the moment that, you know, the roster was put together, and even before that, like I said, OTAs, you know, guys were making a point to hang out, get to know one another. You know, I think when you have a group of guys who, you know, truly deep down care about not only, you know, the football player, but that person's family as well and how they're doing, and checking in on them, I think that makes you want to play that much harder for them on the field. And it's a hard point to get to. And, you know, that's what I'm happy that we were able to accomplish, you know, just really caring for one another.
What's your offseason look like, Khalil?
A whole bunch of weddings. I guess I'm at that age now where friends and stuff are, I mean, I can't be mad. I guess I started it. So, but yeah, a whole bunch of friends getting married. So I got a few of those, a handful of that, of those, and just training.
Speaking of the future, it's been reported that Joe Birdie will be back next season. Are you excited for another go around with him?
That's my guy. Love that dude. I mean, that's when I really started to take off is, you know, kind of when he took over last year. Love the dude. There's not enough I can say about, you know, just the leader that he is. I've said it before, his energy towards us is contagious. You know, he shows up to work every day just ready to go and excited to be here. And, I mean, I'm just super excited for the future.